You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
A new study has been released which shows the impact of human-induced climate change on global sea levels, looking at the change from 1900 to 2005. It found that around the world, 1 in 100-year flooding events had a median increase to a 1 in 8-year event average over this time. More concerningly, is the study found that the increase was not geographically balanced, and Wellington coastal floods have increased to roughly a twice-per-year occurrence. Relevantly, last week, Wellington faced large swells up to 9 metres, resulting in a state of emergency and mandatory evacuation orders at numerous bays in the area. To discuss the results of the study and how best to respond to the findings, I talked to Victoria University Professor of Climate Science and Physical Geography, James Renwick. So this new study that's come out has found Wellington's 1 in 100 year coastal flooding events have increased to twice a year, which is quite a lot more compared to the worldwide median increase. How concerning is this, and does it show that New Zealand has an extra stake in the climate change problem?
Well, I'd say it's very concerning. I live in Wellington, and so there's this increase in the occurrence of these extreme high water level events is a worry. And of course, the council are, thinking about it at the very least. It doesn't necessarily mean that New Zealand is extra exposed to risks around sea level rise. There are other parts of the world where sea levels are rising faster than they are here in New Zealand, such as the east coast of the US or the South Pacific, the tropical South Pacific islands. But I think the issue for Wellington is that the tidal and the sort of range of background variations in sea level with storms and so on is not actually that much. Sea levels are fairly static, relatively speaking, in the Wellington region, whereas in some other places, sea levels vary around a lot. And so there's less noise, you might say, in the sea level in Wellington. So you feel the signal more quickly. Sea levels are going up everywhere, and we've had about 20 centimetres or a bit more than that rise in the last century. And you just see that more obviously in Wellington because the tidal range is smaller and the variability with storms. You might not think this, but actually the variability in sea level with storms is not particularly great. So we do notice the sea levels, the background sea levels rising more here than in some other places. So, yeah, Wellington and some other ports in New Zealand and places around the world are in this situation. But it's not a simple story as to the exposure. I suppose New Zealand facing similar changes and risks to a whole lot of countries.
And what impact can these coastal flooding events have, both on the people living near the coast, but also, from a wider environmental perspective?
Well, sea level rise, of course, means that the coastline is moving inland. So when you get a storm or when you even get a king tide, the water's going to be higher, it's going to be able to come inland further than it used to. So anything near the coast, any house, any road, any bit of infrastructure is going to be more and more exposed to coastal inundation, to flooding, and ultimately to damage and being washed away as sea levels continue to rise. So it means that, because coastline's moving inland, we have to move inland as well. This idea of managed retreat from the coast really is a thing we need to be thinking pretty hard about over the next few decades, over the rest of the century, actually. We haven't done too much here yet. There's been a bit of talk, but I don't think there's been much action. Some other places, like Fiji, for instance, some of the tropical Pacific islands have already moved villages up hillsides because the water levels, the sea levels there were already causing problems for agriculture, for living, for infrastructure. So that kind of thing will become an issue in New Zealand over the next few decades. And because it takes so long to plan and build a hospital or a road or whatever it is, we don't have the luxury of time to think about this. We really need to be getting on and thinking now, okay, what is it we're going to do? And start planning and start taking action because, a new road won't be there for another 20 years probably by the time you've gone through all the processes you need to. So, it's a pretty urgent problem and it's one that I don't think New Zealand has really grappled with properly yet.
A And what action would you like to see the government take? What policies would you like them to implement, both, you know, in reaction to the urgent problem going on, but also maybe looking at the larger root problem of sea levels rising?
Well, to see some action, some sort of policy around coastal adaptation to climate change. So there's all sorts of hazards and changes in those hazards associated with climate change. Sea level rise and coastal inundation are certainly one of them. But we need a national plan for how the country is going to adapt to climate change and sea level rise, and some funding to go into that. You know, local government is really where the action happens in terms of whether it's building a seawall or whatever. But local government, those councils don't really have any support, any funding to do the things they know they need to do. So some sort of mechanism from central government to fund councils, some sort of national policy about how we're going to approach this problem, what we're going to do in general terms, would be really helpful, because local government people are wanting to do the right thing, but they don't have any direction from central government. They don't have any funding from central government. So they sort of have to make it up as they go along, and different councils are doing different things, and some aren't doing anything and others are doing a lot. It's a bit of a patchwork at the moment. So a bit of organisation around that, and actually just facilitating a conversation nationally about all of this. It's a hard problem, moving people away from lived maybe for generations, who knows. Just, you can't just come in and say, hey, your house is in danger, you've got to go. You need to build up that social license. You need to talk to communities, explain what's going on, get them on side, understand their issues, etc. So that's a pretty long process as well. So I think government could start that process by just announcing, look, we recognise this problem, we need to take action. We're going to have these meetings around the country to talk about it, come along on the 30th of June or whatever. Just get going, basically. I don't get the sense that central government has really thought too hard about dealing with this kind of problem at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a bit discouraging to see the current central government take a bit of a step back on New Zealand's climate response and priority?
Absolutely, it's discouraging. Yeah, it's frustrating. I'm sorry to say I'm not surprised. Maybe I'm getting cynical in my old age. But, yeah, it's the way things are going around the world. As things get tougher, governments and people, policymakers are sort of digging in, digging their heels in and saying, no, look, we're going to carry on the way we were, look after our own. I'm not going to talk to those countries over there. What we really need is cooperation and willingness to take action. But what we're seeing in a whole lot of places around the world is the opposite. A sort of almost a denial of the problem and desire to just keep pressing on with, let's focus on GDP, let's grow the economy, etc. And that's the kind of thinking that's got us into this problem, so it's not going to get us out of it. What we need to do to stop this problem of sea level rise or temperature extremes, whatever, is reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, you know, get off fossil fuels. Reduce stocking rates for dairy farms in Canterbury and so on, you know, find ways to reduce our emissions of greenhouse gases across the board, and all countries have to do that, because if we don't do that, yeah, sea level rise, etc., etc., will become such a problem that it'll cripple our economy, cripple our livelihoods, and, you know, screw up the country royally. So, yeah, it is very disappointing to see a government apparently stepping back from all this, you know, whittling away at legislation and or softening the targets for the agriculture sector and so on. We just need to wake up, take responsibility and start moving in the other direction.
That was Victoria University Professor of Climate Science and Physical Geography, James Renwick, speaking to me about a new study on seaside flooding events.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.